WIRX, everything that rocks.
Well, yeehaw! Good morning, y'all. Yeehaw!
Where'd all my teeth go?
Oh no! It's 7:12. Quick look at your forecast before we get to your morning dump today. Cloudy chance for some rain, but that's going to be tapering off. High of 45. Some wind. We could see some gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 30. Tomorrow, cloudy, high of 46. Then it's warming up. We're going to see it 50 on Wednesday, 57 on Thursday, 60 on Friday. So it's climbing up there, man. I hope. See, and the sooner we get warmer temperatures, the better for everyone. Because hopefully it'll slow this crazy virus down, but we'll see. We'll see.
Just burn it away, huh?
Yeah, I hope so. Like it does with the flu every year, you know? But I don't know. Maybe this won't matter. We'll see. Let's think positive. Anyway, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Make sure that septic's clean, man. Don't you screw it up. You know, there's nothing quite as satisfying as a big old bowl of cereal. Am I right, Hunter? Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, I had one yesterday.
Did you? Nice. Very nice. Not all cereals are created equal, obviously. Some have a lot of sugar. All of them have a lot of sugar. Here's the worst cereals with the most sugar per ounce. What do you think is number one?
Number one's got to be... I'm going to have to go with, like, Captain Crunch.
Holy Lord, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Captain Crunch, 0.45 grams per ounce.
Wow.
Lucky Charms, 0.37. Frosted Flakes, 0.36. Then there's a tie with, like, Apple Jacks, Cocoa Puffs, all that. And number six, the healthiest of them all, is Cinnamon Toast Crunch, 0.29 grams.
All the greatest cereals right on top of that list.
Really?
Sweet.
You know what's weird, though? I thought Cinnamon Toast Crunch would be up higher.
Yeah.
I mean, it's coated in brown sugar, and I guess maybe the cinnamon doesn't matter.
Yeah, by the way that milk looks when you're done with it, it would seem like it'd be on top of that list for sure.
I can't have cereal in the house because I don't have the willpower to just have, like, one serving. You're supposed to literally do, like, I think a serving is, like, half a cup. Right. It's seriously like half a cup. You put that in a bowl with a half a cup of milk, and that's what it is.
More like two bowls.
Dude, and that's two big bowls. Like, I can seriously put an entire box down in one sitting. It's not hard to do.
I had a bowl of the Mini Wheats Little Bites yesterday, which you know that I love.
Delicious.
Special place in my heart for that cereal. But you know what? Because it's Mini Wheats, it does fill you up quicker, I believe.
Yeah.
I can do one bowl and be satisfied, but damn, dude, it's tempting.
It's so hard. I can't do it. The only thing I can somewhat do and regulate is if I get the overpriced value pack, which is a ripoff, that gives you, like, the little boxes, the single serve boxes. I can do. It's like, okay, I'll just have one, and then you can see the serving, but no, I usually end up eating three boxes.
So I could do the little boxes. Or I could just do an entire doggy bag full of cereal for the same price.
The doggy bag is sometimes cheaper than the give me a dog food bag size of off-brand cereal, and I'm happy, man.
I threw one of those in the cart one time, and the wife looks at me. She says, No, we're not doing that. We're not going to be those people. I'm like, what are you talking about?
What, you mean fiscally responsible people?
Right.
You know what?
She's like, I am not having a dog bag full of cereal in the cupboard.
I'm glad you yelled and woke her up this morning. She deserves it after that. That story. We're not going to be those people.
So what you do is you open the end of the dog bag and just pour the entire gallon of milk into the bag. It saves dishes and time.
Right there. Just, eat it out of the bag like the monster that you are. Oh, I love it. Anyway, go get some cereal. It's delicious. Lastly, doctors from the World Health Organization say that drinking to cope with life these days is a, quote, unhelpful coping strategy. They recognize that stress leads to using substances as a way to cope with difficult emotions. And to their credit, they're warning us just to be careful and not push things too far. I have a feeling that the drinking habits have definitely changed. And I've noticed, too, because there's days where I'm just like, well, I mean, I guess I'll crack a beer. I mean, you know, and then it's like, well, maybe I'll have one cocktail. Maybe I'll.
Here's
do,
what
you
it
know.
Is the people that don't have to go to work. Now the question is, do I crack one at noon?
Yeah,
because I don't have anything to do really.
Yeah,
that's where the problem comes.
Yep.
Is when 6 o'clock hits and you're already fully buzzed.
I didn't go crazy with it Saturday. Had a very mellow Saturday. Sunday, I got up nice and early. I think I was up by like 7 o'clock, 6:37. Got on the bike, did a little cycling indoors. So I got a good workout in, and then worked on some projects. And then I treated myself while I was making lunch. But then, you know, it's like, okay, well, then as soon as you have that first one, you're like, okay, well, I might as well keep her going.
What were you drinking?
I was having vodka and Gatorade.
Okay.
Gatorade Zero, mind you, because I'm responsible.
You crack me up. I love how you make your cocktails. Brock will like crack a beer and then pour some liquor in his beer or his Diet Coke or whatever he has, his Mountain Lightning. He'll throw some vodka in there. But it's not like he'll like pour a glass of ice, you know, and
no,
put the vodka
I
in
don't,
the glass.
I don't like ice in my glass. I like it straight up in that sense. So, yeah, I'll just make sure the vodka's chilled. And that's
you'll crack
it.
A can and pour the shooter into the can. I love it, dude.
That's how you do it, man. That's how you do it. All right. Well, there you go. That's your Morning Dump, as always, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock with everything that rocks.
Good morning. It's 7:25, Brock, Hunter. It's funny. So Hunter and I were out fishing on Saturday. And yes, we were keeping our social distancing, all right? You can still go outside. There's that one jackass on Facebook that's like, oh, good job. Good job practicing. If you look at the rules, Hunter and I stayed 6 feet apart. Even then some. You were actually farther down than me. You can go outside, just practice social distancing.
Wasn't even fishing next to you.
No. So to that moron, you're a moron. So when we were leaving then afterwards, and again keeping our social distancing, Hunter was on his bike riding ahead of us while I was walking, and that song came on. Shukaka. Shukaka. And I laughed. Anyway, good morning. 7:26. Let's get to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And the delicious Bud Light Seltzers. Kiki commented this morning. She yelled at me because the Bud Light Seltzers are gone, so I need to go get her some more. I wonder if I can have those delivered. Oh, my God. Where are they? Anyway, try them out. They are delicious. What do you got for sports?
Boston Celtics guard Marcus Smart announced Sunday night that he's been cleared of COVID-19 by the Massachusetts Department of Health, Public Health. If you guys remember, Smart announced March 19th that he had tested positive for the coronavirus, but was symptom-free and quarantining. He was one of the 15 members of the NBA organizations to be confirmed to have contracted the illness and is now the fourth to have recovered. If you guys remember, his teammates, Rudy Gobert, and Donovan Mitchell were cleared of the virus Friday. You remember those guys? That was one of the guys touching all the microphones.
Yeah,
it's kind of a
big
deal right off the bat there. So some of these guys are recovering, so that's good news there.
Good.
I don't know. This is
I got a story.
News.
I got a story.
Go ahead.
You want me to read my story?
Yeah.
Well, if things were normal, the Major League Baseball season would have started, obviously. Of course, things aren't normal, and we don't have a normal baseball season. With this in mind, some baseball leaders are weighing in on how to handle things once we get rolling. Blue Jays general manager Ross Atkins has suggested that they shorten games to 7 innings and mix in a bunch of doubleheaders to fit everything in. Baseball super agent Scott Boras thinks the league can play 162 games by moving games later in the year to domes and warm weather cities and end up playing a World Series game on Christmas Day.
Wow.
So they're trying to adjust for, obviously, everything that's going on right now. There's probably people losing a lot of money because of what's happening. But I don't know. I don't think that's a permanent fix, though, which I think they need to do a permanent change on baseball.
Right, which would be the just a home run derby, right?
You could do a home run derby, or like you said, shorten up the season or shorten up the games.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I think a home run derby. Let's just do a home run derby for the rest of the year.
For the rest of the year. Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. You could do, like, you know, pitching challenges and hitting challenges, you know?
Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
I think so, too. But they got to do something. They got to do something because right now they are not doing anything. So
yeah, it is kind of weird in sports right now because depending on when everything can go back into action, I mean, it's going to be there's going to be sports playing on top of other sports.
Yep.
You know, NBA does not want to compete with the NFL.
The Olympics supposed to happen this year.
Yep, 2020. There's a story this morning about that, that they're pushing that to 2021.
Crazy, dude. So. Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
All right. Here we go. Good morning. 7:36, Brock Hunter.
What's up, man? Good morning.
How you doing, you ace?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm doing pretty good.
Pretty good. Let's get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. They are still open, ready to serve you. Obviously, no dining in, but they're going to get you taken care of so you can get some delicious pizza, pasta, subs in your mouth. I said, you should eat good while you're stuck indoors. And who wouldn't be happy if you brought home some Joey C's Pizza? Come on now. Anyway, go see him. Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you? Your topic for today. Hey, obviously we've been stuck inside for a bit. We've been stuck with family members. What are some annoying habits your family members have that you finally notice because you've been stuck inside with them?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of time with the family and friends, or the family, not so much friends, but the family members, significant others. And sometimes you start noticing things when you're stuck indoors more. Have you noticed anything with your wife?
No, we've been doing a lot of cleaning and just kind of like moving stuff around and, you know, doing that. Remember Wes talking about, you have a certain, even though if it's not organized, like I know where it's at. You know, it could be laying around, but it's laying there for a reason, you know, because I know it's laying right there.
Does she move
it around, cleaning stuff? And I, more often than not in this past week, I've been like, where is it? Where'd you put it? And it's always in some random spot where she thinks it should go, but it's not hers. It's mine.
Don't touch my stuff.
Right. So maybe that's a habit that she just likes to pick up stuff and put it where she thinks it should go.
Absolutely.
But,
absolutely. Because you know what? My wife does the same thing. And I tell her, look, I have everything in a certain spot. I know where it's at. There's nothing worse than when I can't find something where I usually put it. And I'm like, stop moving it, for God's sakes.
So true.
It's so true. Just don't touch it. Just don't touch it. We got some great comments on Facebook here. Jessica said, my kids fight over everything.
Yeah.
And see, that's the one thing. I'm sure there's a lot, like now, because it's such weird circumstances, is that, kids are going to fight, but they're stuck inside and or with each other for so much longer. You don't get that buffer of work and school in there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Bruce said, all my roommates watch on daytime TV is stupid game shows nonstop. He wouldn't like you, Hunter.
I love the game show network.
He wouldn't like you one bit.
You know what, though? I guess like 4 hours of Steve Harvey is a bit much, though, man. For the love of God.
You look at your roommate and go, if you don't shut off Steve Harvey, I'm going to murder you.
Mr. Potato Head gets a little old after 4 hours.
For God's sakes. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What are some annoying habits your family members have that you finally noticed because you've been stuck inside with
them? Real quick.
Yeah.
Speaking of daytime TV, you know what I discovered the other day?
What?
Judge Jerry. Have you seen this?
No. I hate those shows. I hate
Jerry effing Springer is a judge.
He's not qualified. He is not a judge. There's nothing he could say that would actually uphold it by the law.
Apparently he is, Brock, because there is Judge Jerry on TV now. I couldn't believe it.
And not just anybody can be a judge. You have to go through the proper channels. I want to know which psycho gave him his judge gavel.
Jerry,
oh, God, that's
Jerry.
Just terrible. Just terrible. All right, let's take a quick break. More of your family's annoying habits when we come back. Stick around.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 748, Brock Unter.
Unter.
Unter. Oh, dude.
Trying to get my wife down here. Trying to get her down here so see if she has noticed anything that I do. In quarantine.
She's upstairs having her breakfast, that frozen banana.
God. I was wondering some weird noises coming
Don't
from
disturb
the...
me while I'm eating my breakfast.
Right.
Why do you eat your breakfast locked in the bathroom? It's weird.
You know, I could probably answer the question for her. One thing that she's noticed about me is when I'm focused on something and doing something, keeping my mind occupied, there's nothing else around me that's going on. Like, she could say my name 100 times, and I just don't respond. She's like, hey! Started snapping her fingers the other night. Are you here? Hello? Hello? I'm like, sorry. It's like, once the wheels start turning, it's a one-way street until it's done.
Yeah. There's nothing getting you off that. Kiki kind of does the same thing. Like, she's like... on Facebook or like doing a text message or something like that. I am dead to her. Completely dead to her.
And it involves projects too. I think we all been doing a lot of projects lately.
Oh, for sure.
Once I get on something, start working on something, it's just like, that's it, man. You're not talking to me. I'm not on my phone. I am not thinking about anything else but that thing being finished and over with.
This is my life now.
Yep.
Let's go to Facebook. Got some answers on there. What are some annoying habits your family members have that you finally notice because you're stuck inside with them? Chris Harry said, the wife is going stir crazy, so I need to go fishing. Was that an annoying habit? What is she doing, Chris? You got to be more specific. I know that she's going to be she's the new missus, but you can still piss her off right now. Tell us what really is annoying you about your wife.
Yeah, don't piss her off too bad before you guys get married, because it's supposed to be getting married in August, I believe.
No, that was such a new, like, a new couple answer right there. Like, she's just going to... No, Chris, I want to know the down and dirty of what she is doing that is annoying the hell out of you. Say it so I can share it with the world. Don't you pussyfoot around it, man.
Right.
Let's see. Brian Reed said, listening to this show from 6 to 10.
Yeah!
He knew it was coming. You know what? It's a good thing your significant other, your family members listening to the show. It's to drown you out, Brian.
Brian's been killing it on Facebook.
He has been.
COVID-19 posts.
I will give him some credit. Let's see. Alicia just kept it simple. They are so loud. They are so loud.
You know, we don't have any kids. We don't have any kids, so we don't have to deal with the loudness and the craziness that the kids are going through right now. But animals, have your dogs looked at you like, why are you still here? What is going on?
Not too much, no, because with the Kiki and I's kind of split schedule, we're usually like, it seems like there's always someone there. I have noticed, though, a little bit more time with them, how annoying the dogs are. I have noticed that. And if children are worse, then I'm glad I've been pulling and praying for a long time because, oh, my God.
Quick story. God. Last night, I come in from outside, take my shoes off, and I turn around real quick to, I don't know what I was doing, going to the kitchen for something. And I take one big step, and as I'm taking a step with my left foot, my cat, my little cat, the fresh cat, is staring up at me, not even flinching, not even, you know, cat-like reflexes. Not yesterday. So I almost step on the cat, right? Didn't even budge. He was just waiting for me to squash him. So I kind of had to, like, lunge to the left a little bit more, like real last second. And I stepped on the tongue of this trailer thing that I've been working on. Dude, I bruised the instep of my left foot. Oh, it hurts so bad. It hurts this morning to even, like, walk around. The cat just didn't even move. He just sat there.
Dumb,
you know?
Damn cat. You damn cat, you get out of the way. Yeah, even our pets are annoying us now at this point, and we're supposed to love them unconditionally. Let's take
doing it on purpose.
Yeah, they are, of course. Like, it's what you get for staying home, old man. All right, we'll be back with more. Stick around. Save it for on air, Hunter.
Yes, yes, yes. Say it.
I was just saying. So, Governor Whitmer is on CNN right now.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, me being the perv that I am and my love for middle-aged women, I was like, you know what? Governor Whitmer's kind of hot. And she's pretty hot. I'd give it to her. She's a MILF.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, she's a GILF. I'm a like, governor. What? I'd like to.
And I was like, GILF, she's a grandma? You're like, no, governor. I was like, that's perfect. Save her for on air. So, yeah, GILF. GILF, 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 GILF. I digress. I wonder if we'll ever get her on the show.
Before Kate Upton.
Yes, she's a babe.
She's babelicious,
She's
man.
Babelicious. Schwing, schwing, schwing. I'm literally talking about the governor of Michigan who's talking about the coronavirus update, and I'm the worst. Anyway, your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What are some annoying habits your family members have that you finally notice because you've been stuck at home with them? I like Brittany. She said they never stop asking for food or talking about food.
I'm hungry.
Honestly, though, Kiki has been kind of leaning that way because she's like, I just want to eat. Because, I mean, what else are you going to do? You know, you sit there watching TV. You might as well just eat. Eat and eat and eat and eat.
You know what's tough, though, man? I've been finding myself really in dilemmas of what to eat. You know, I'll circle the kitchen 100 times thinking, yeah, that sounds good, but I have this. That sounds pretty good, but that takes too much time.
Yeah. The time thing is a big factor. What else are you going to do? You got nothing else to do. You might as well cook that gourmet meal. Let's end with Jason's. Jason had a good one. He said, my jokes aren't getting the laughs my other coworkers give me.
Nice.
Like, come on, everyone would laugh at that at the office. And Jason, I feel your pain. I live with my, I work and live with my wife. And believe me, my jokes don't hit nearly as hard at home as they do here at work. So
here's what you need to realize and understand, that if your wife laughs at you, you said something extremely funny. Because anything that's remotely funny that everybody else would laugh at, your wife has been around you basically the whole time. So she's used to it.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to hear it, and it's coming from you, and she could care less.
I just realized
that over time, that like, hey, if my wife laughs at a joke, it's probably pretty damn funny, because
you know how many times my wife has heard the muffins joke? Oh, it's God. Great in new crowds. See, even you're my work wife. Right. You're my second work wife. You're my work mistress. You've heard it a million times. It's not funny to you anymore, but it's funny to everyone else. So just laugh, damn it. Laugh. 107.